First, read the text of our message before the pastoral prayer. Our text is taken from Matthew 18:11-14, as well as from John 10:1-16. Matthew 18:11-14. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think he, if a man hath 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Now to the Gospel of John, chapter 10:1-16, we shall read responsibly. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep, take note, by name. To know the names of 100 sheep, I do not imagine how I can do it, and leadeth them out. But the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. As a father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep have I, which are not of the soul. Them also I must bring, they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, one shepherd. Up to here. To understand how a shepherd is willing to leave behind 99 sheep in the fold and go to the mountains to look for just one lost sheep. It is good, therefore, to read from John chapter 10, which I've included today, to see how intimate our Lord Jesus Christ is, who is the shepherd. I usually think of the sheep being reared for slaughter, to be eaten. This thing is never said in the text. But all the time, the lifetime of the sheep in which the Lord gives his life to save the sheep. And in order to understand the sheep, how he loves the shepherd, and how he is grateful for the so many things that the shepherd gives to him, we must read Psalm 23, written by David, the shepherd boy, who defended the sheep even in the killing of a lion and a bear to save the sheep. Now I'm speaking from the point of view of the lost sheep, what he is thinking about the grace that he has received from God, and I give it the title of The Security of a Born-Again Christian's Life in Christ. As David looks throughout his life and what God has done for him, his one word is the security that I have received from him, from my shepherd. So we'll go according to the whole text. David first of all says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is a very high-flown English. I could not understand, I shall not want. But it means, the Lord is my shepherd, he provides for me, that I shall not be in want, I shall not lack anything. And then it goes on to say, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. That is a complete picture of the provision that the shepherd gives for the sheep. Does he lack anything? No. Which brings it to a present situation, especially with so many retrenchments going on. We thank God that he has given us a good job. And if you read the Life Church Weekly, the expressions under the offering bags, I have chosen just simply three of these statements. I praise and thank our awesome Lord Jesus, who has given a job, a good job, in times like these. A regular lifer. Thanks God for that. And then thank you, Lord, for protection. Despite war and SARS outbreak and economic depression, you still are on the throne and in control. Well, this brother may not be getting a very good pay, but he thanks the Lord that he is on the throne and he provides. Praise the Lord for all blessings from whom all blessings flow. 26,000 for the advancement of God's kingdom. When the Lord has blessed him, he is very careful to offer back to the Lord Now I thank God for our church. When things are getting bad, we launch a mercy ministry. And you bring in not rich people, but humble people, but concerned people. And you also believe that if I bring in these offerings to help those that are retrenched and those that are very in need, the Lord will surely also take care of me. Wonderfully, you have brought in over 60,000. And we are diligent to go unobtrusively to observe who are those who are retrenched, those who are sick, widows, those who have great need, that we dispense this sum of money regularly. And I believe this is a good ministry for the Lord, in that it fulfills a real need. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This is actually from the lost sheep. Now he's come home and he's totally revived. He had gone astray and he, as it were, lost his spiritual life. But now when the shepherd brings him back, he's restored, revived spiritually. And he realizes that because he was tempted, he wandered into the mountains. He thinks that it is wonderful to have a trip by himself, but he lost his way. And I believe we have all seen the picture of the Savior hanging on the cliff with his crook and bending over to catch this lost sheep. And he realizes that when he wanders from the path of righteousness, he also brings great shame to the name of God. Because if the Lord doesn't preserve us and we wander from the path of righteousness, we will have revealed ourselves from the shame of own sins. It will bring shame to the name of God the Father. Is it not so that there are many times we have sinned so shamefully, yet the Lord is merciful to keep it secret? For example, we have rich elders. One in Malaysia did not pay the income tax, and the government could expose him. Yet the government is very gracious. Of course, he had to pay a very heavy fine. This is to illustrate how the Lord has been merciful and gracious to keep our sins to himself, and even has forgiven us so that we may now walk in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod, they and staff, they comfort me. Here we see God protecting our physical life, from death, from danger. He refers to the wolves, the lions, the bears, of whom one lion and one bear had been killed by David in protection. But the sheep are not afraid because the shepherd is leading the way. If anything happens, they fully trust, they fully know a shepherd like David. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In what way? The shepherd has a crook, he has a rod. This will defend the sheep against the wild animals. But they are also a comfort to the sheep when the shepherd gently taps them on the face, on the back, to lead them in the right way that they do not wander astray. But in our case, Satan would like to kill us, to harm us, when permission was given to Satan to harm Job and his children. But if not his will, he will keep us and he will protect us, such as from accident that Satan may plan, such as from robbers and wicked people. But the bird is even kept. If it is against the Heavenly Father, not one of them will fall. So how we thank God? How much more against pestilences? Psalm 91 tells us that God is very kind. He will keep us. Even 1,000 are decimated on our side, but we will not be hurt. Now we come to the next. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. When we are serving the Lord, you can be sure there are enemies around. They hate God, so they hate us. And if we can be faulted anyway, they will take advantage. But if we are a true servant of the Lord, like David, he can say that the Lord will overturn the table. He prepares a table before me to honor me. And in that way, he overturns the table of the enemy. And he even anoints my head with oil. A very honorable deed. That my cup runneth over, that is all overflowing. Now we are not perfect, and we may make some mistakes, but because our hearts are true for him, the Lord will keep us from all evil and will overturn. And the cup runneth over. He blesses me to overflowing. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When you come to the end of our life, there are many who are very afraid. Even old members of the church, somehow the word of God goes in one ear and goes out by the other ear. And I'm referring especially to those of the Chinese service. I told you that is one of the characteristics of the older Chinese when they first came to settle in Singapore and Malaysia. They did not know the language, and when they come to examine, in order to fight shy of them and keep them away, they just say, "I don't know anything, I don't know." When it comes to the matter of salvation, "I don't know. I just leave it to the Lord for His mercy." But all of us here must know a no-so salvation and not a hope-so salvation. That is one of the wonderful things of the Reformed faith and of the Bible Presbyterian Church. We always teach them that it is not by your efforts, it is not because you are doing better and you are keeping the Ten Commandments and you are giving charity and leading a good life. But our salvation depends entirely on the Lord, depends entirely upon His death. The Good Shepherd died for the sheep. That is the main reason. Are you trusting in His dying death in behalf of our sins? Well, this thing may plague David. This is the testimony of David. And he says that, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the rest of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will go to heaven and to be with Him." When we have known some of the very dastardly sins that they committed in taking over Bathsheba, in murdering her husband Uriah, and therefore he was highly chastised. He said that the one who has done harm must pay four times. And really, because he had killed Uriah, four sons of his had to die. The baby born between him and Bathsheba, Absalom, and Adonijah, and another son. When God had to chastise him. But we thank God that when David repented, God forgave him all his sins and restored him to a ripe old age when he died after having served as king for 40 years. So he is so thankful. When he was so about to die, he felt very clearly in his heart, "All my sins are washed away and I have already been forgiven, so I can go to heaven." For this, he was very grateful. And he witnessed that he will live in the house of the Lord forever. This brings us to the climax of this psalm, that David knows where he is going at the end of his life. As you grow older and you get nearer to the grave, do you have the assurance of the same thing? Why are you afraid to die? Thank God we are saved, not because we have done good enough, because Christ, out of His mercies, has died for the sheep, and he has so died for us. So this leads us to the climax of my title, The Security of a Born Again Christian. His life is in Christ. The security. How thankful we are when we come to the end of our lives. We are very assured that we will not be lost, but that we will go to heaven. Let us pray. Merciful Father, take away all our sins. Help us always to live in thy holy presence, to give thee all the glory and to give thee all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.